Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order. It is January 20th at 8:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the agenda this evening for the public session, we'll begin with the roll call, approval of minutes, January PMB meeting, and then we will move into executive session. And at this point, the agenda is roll call, approval of minutes, ED hire letter, and then an adjournment of the meeting. Can we go ahead and move to the roll call now, and then we will discuss approval of the agenda?
Okay. Roll call. Marty Derlin. Steve Pierce. LaVarne Williams. William Walker.
Present.
Fadi Sabah. Sarf Randhawa.
Here.
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Alan Minsky. Julie Rodriguez.
Here.
Donna Warren. Here. Joe Montez.
Here.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
Wendy Trell. Teresa Allen.
Here.
Patty Heffley.
Here.
Ray LaForest.
Here.
Bob Letterer.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Here.
Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Mark Roberts.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Here.
Zarina Shakir. Madam Chair, 15 members are present, and the non-voting member, Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Okay. There you go, Madam Chair.
Okay. We will now go into the approval of the agenda. Again, for the public session, we have approval of minutes and then discussion of the January PNB meeting.
Move approval.
Madam Chair, Ambrose, you move to approve the agenda? Okay, I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I'd like to amend the agenda to add to the executive session and a continuation of the discussion of the January PNB meeting for 20 minutes.
In executive session?
Right, because to discuss matters that I would propose that should be discussed in executive session at the January meeting. So obviously that can't be talked about in the public session tonight.
Oh, I'll second that.
Okay, so do you want to move 20 minutes from the 40 minutes that we've already allotted to executive session?
No, actually, I was thinking of 20 additional minutes. It could be less. But.
Hey, Steve.
Obviously,
so,
we can't
okay,
get it.
So you're
I'm sorry, obviously we can't
20
have
minutes
this.
On in the executive session regarding January PNB meeting.
Yeah, and let me just add, obviously we can't on this call get into the reasons why.
Okay.
But I think people have a general sense of why, you know, that may become
okay, necessary.
Okay. And sir, have you seconded?
Yeah, I second that. That's fine.
Okay.
Julie, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Will items in executive session, will we deal with those agenda items by approving the agenda at the start of the executive session?
That's usually how we do it, but if folks want to make amendments to the agenda during public session, since we need to report publicly
what
we're discussing in executive session, then I'll entertain those.
Well, it's relevant to the topic, but okay. I don't need to do it right now.
Okay. We can, when we move into executive session, if we feel the need to go into greater detail in terms of amending the agenda, we can.
Hey, Julie?
Yeah?
Hi, it's Wendy. I just wanted to tell you guys I just joined the call.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Are there additional, is there additional discussion around the agenda at this point?
No. Alan Minsky.
Okay. Hearing no further discussion,
Julie,
then.
Julie?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I also wanted to move to slightly extend the approval of minutes process for both parts, the public session to go from 15 to 20 and the executive from 15 to 20, because we have so many sets of minutes to go through tonight.
Okay, is there a second to that?
A second.
LaVarne.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
No objection.
Are there additional amendments or items for discussion around the agenda?
Just a question to direct your letter. He wanted to extend the approval of the minutes. By how many minutes was that?
5 minutes.
Five additional. Total of
okay,
20 for
I-
for each meeting, for each part, public and exec.
Okay.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, then let's go ahead and vote on letters.
Sure.
First Amendment, which it, or I guess Second Amendment, which was to amend or to extend the time to 20 minutes for approval of the minutes in both session, public and executive session. Are there any objections to that?
No.
Okay, hearing none, so moved. The second amendment that was before us to the agenda was to include 20 minutes in the executive session for the January PNB meeting. Are there any objections to that?
No.
Okay, hearing none, so moved. And then if we can move to approve the agenda as amended. Are there any objections?
No.
Okay,
Julie,
hearing none,
Julie,
so moved. We'll go into the first agenda item, which is the approval of minutes. Donna, if you want to take it over.
Okay.
Julie, did you hear Dave was trying to be recognized?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, Dave.
I think maybe in the interest of transparency, I should just say that the executive session issue I wanted to add, which is relevant to the higher letter, is just the question of transition team.
Okay, I'll put that as a subset for the ED higher letter.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Madam Chair, I have a question. We have the minutes that need to be approved. We've got 7 are executive session minutes and 5 are open. Do you want me to just take the open session minutes?
Yeah, we'll just discuss the open session minutes, and then once we move into executive session, then that'll our first agenda item after the roll call will be approval of executive session minutes.
Okay, the first open session minute to be approved, minutes to be approved is January the 10th, 2006. Someone move to approve them?
I move that we approve them.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Bob.
I believe we should be going in chronological order.
Okay, I'm just going in alphabetical order. Okay, chronological order. Let me see. Which one is that? We've got November. We've got October, the 28th, 2005.
And I'm sorry, another point of order. I had moved to rescind the... I had given previous notice that I would move to rescind the approval of the September 29th minutes so that we could go back and deal with something that I didn't realize had been approved already.
Okay. Aren't we talking about October 28th?
He's talking about minutes that were approved for September 29th. So if that's a motion on the floor, Bob, let's deal with that first.
Okay.
Is that
order?
A motion to rescind?
Point of order?
Yes, Wendy?
Didn't you give Donna the floor and we were talking about October 28th?
Yes, but the point of order that Bob raised was to take these in chronological order, and the September 29th meeting comes before the October 28th, and he did notice that he would vote or he would bring a motion before the board to rescind, and so in the interest of following chronological order, then I think it would make sense to deal with the whether or not we rescind those minutes and then move to either amend or approve the September 29th, depending on what the outcome of his motion to rescind was.
Yep. No,
that's
order.
How I'd like to proceed.
Julie?
Point of order.
Yes,
and
Dave.
And stack. I want to be on the stack. This is Donna.
Cannot those things be amended simply changed by amendment, or do they have to be rescinded in order to be altered?
I don't know the answer to that, to tell you the truth. So I think if we can agree that we just vote to amend, then that would make sense to me. If there's something in Robert's rules that states otherwise, then if someone could inform me of that right now, that would be great.
Madam Chair, this is Mark.
And Wendy?
Go ahead, Mark.
If we have voted to approve the minutes, then it will require a recension.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that. That'll be the board's decision if someone would like to appeal.
I didn't hear what Director Roberts said.
Oh, he just said that if we voted to approve them, that we would need to rescind them, and I agree with that logic, and so I will make Mark's logic my logic. In that instance only. Just kidding, Mark. Wendy?
I'm not quite sure how I would just like to get some of this work done, and so I'm thinking if we have less contentious minutes, then we would just go ahead and approve those. So then if we happen to go over on the one that Bob wants to talk about, I mean, I don't even know. I'm driving. I don't know what he's talking about. What he wants to change, but I do need to question it. So I'm just saying, why don't we just go with the ones that people don't object with first, and then go to the September 29th thing?
Well, I think we should just move towards approving the minutes. So I'd like to deal with the vote to rescind first, and if we could just vote that up or down, and then move forward rather than discuss whether or not we're going to entertain this right now or what we're going to entertain first. So that's my decision. If folks would like to extend this further by appealing my decision, they can. But
I appeal
we can just move forward.
Julie,
so,
I would appeal because I don't understand how, okay, we had a motion to rescind or a notice that there would be a motion to rescind, but how does that skip ahead of all the new business, which is doing these minutes, approving the other minute. I mean, I just don't understand why that goes ahead of everything else. That's my only problem. I'm happy to talk about it.
Project was dealing with it in chronological order, and so that being the earliest minutes that we need to approve, then dealing with that first, getting it off the table and moving forward.
But
we can't deal with that if we're going to continue to have a discussion about what we deal with first.
Yeah.
So I'd like to just move forward and go to a vote on whether or not to rescind those minutes, and to move forward. So if we can do that, then it seems to me
Point of order, there never was a motion made to rescind the minutes. I think we need to do that first. The only motion I heard was to approve the minutes of September the 29th, but I didn't hear a motion to rescind them. And I wanted to add a little background just in case people didn't read my email. September the 29th, I had erroneously sent out earlier as minutes to be approved. In looking at my hard copies, I realized that in Houston, we actually approved the minutes of September the 29th, and they were in our book, so everybody had a copy of those minutes. It was at that time that I sent out a notice that because Director Lederer had sent out corrections, I had actually incorporated the corrections, but I took them out because we had actually approved the minutes September the 29th in Houston. So that's just a little background on that.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. There was a motion put forward by Bob to rescind, so if we can vote on that and
Julie,
move forward.
Julie, can I quickly in 30 seconds say why I want to rescind?
Please.
It's simply that we discussed around the January meeting that somebody who had been hired by the foundation to do the minutes had, very generously decided to transcribe almost everything that everyone said. And we discussed at the time that that's not the normal way minutes should be done, but that since we already paid the person and they went to the trouble, we wouldn't challenge it in that one instance, but it's not a good practice to continue. And so I just wanted to move to strike all of the comments about this person said this, that person said that, and just leave it the way all of our previous minutes have been virtually this year, which is...
Point of information, who would be doing that work?
I already put in my email to the board, to Donna, which she sent to the board, exactly what would be crossed out. It's everything that's not a motion or, or an announcement. It's just this person said comment X, that person said comment Y, et cetera, et cetera.
Point of
order. Just deleting a series of things.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, two things, and sorry, I didn't realize Bob wasn't finished. The first point of order is that points of information, the call for a point of information, shouldn't be in order while another member is speaking. The other is, I looked it up, and there is a motion to amend something previously adopted. It has the same rules as the motion to rescind. In other words, you have to have prior notice to get a majority vote, but the advantage of doing this is a motion to rescind something previously adopted is then we don't have to wait for a whole new set of minutes to approve it. Bob can just amend it by specifying what is stricken from what we've already approved.
Thanks for that clarification, Dave, and that's the way I would like to proceed since it's in accordance with Robert's rules. Bob, can you just restate for the board, the structure or the ways in which you have amended the minutes for our approval, and then if we can vote to either approve, the amendment or to adopt the amended minutes, then we can do that.
Okay. So my amendment would be to remove all references to individual comments by individual board members in the September 29th minutes.
Okay,
comments,
so
as
there,
opposed to motion.
A second to Bob's amendment?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I have a point of order. What Dave just read just reiterates what I said, because the notice that Bob gave was a notice to rescind, not the notice to amend.
Point of order, Madam Chair? Oh, sorry.
But can I finish?
Yes, sorry.
If you require a notice to have an amendment to a prior approved, that was not what we received. We received notice to rescind.
Point of order?
Yes, Dad, please.
If you look on page 295 of Roberts, it addresses that, and it says that the motion to rescind can be converted into a motion to approve something previously adopted as long as the scope of the amendment is less than the scope of the full rescinding. So in this case, since what's being considered is striking, then it is in order to change that motion. The motion to rescind is amendable and can be converted into a motion to amend something previously adopted. It's item 6 on page 295.
Thank you for that clarification and point of reference, Dave. So we'll continue to move forward with the amendment that Bob has put forth and Dave has seconded. Is there any discussion around the amendment?
Yes.
Patty here.
Would you like to be on the deck?
Go ahead, Wendy, and then Patty.
Okay. I would just like to point out that this was a very weird time on the PNB. We had just gone through a bitter battle over who would be secretary of the National Board at the first meeting of this last year in L.A., and so a member took the job and was not able to do the job. And so the foundation, knowing that it had to have documentation for that, went back and hired somebody to go and listen to the meeting and transcribe it. So that's what happened, and it still ended up taking an awfully long time for the board to ever see those minutes. And so I'm really curious as to why this is coming up now. It kind of makes me want to go back and look and see what did so-and-so say that they don't want to be in that record, because right now we have a certain number of amount of time to approve all these sets of minutes, and we have now put for this one before everything else, and it's all it's about is taking out the things that people said. That's not important. What's important is approving all the minutes of the whole year for this board. We need to make sure that's all done. So I'm really questioning why we're doing this and what somebody must have said in that thing. This is not a good
Madam
use of
Chair,
our time.
Order.
Were you finished, Wendy?
I guess so. I mean, all I'm trying to say is that we need to get on to the other business, and part of which is approving a lot of other minutes.
May
yeah,
I,
the less members talk, the more we can get done. Go ahead. Sorry, you had a point of order?
Let me just say the one last thing.
My point of order was...
I just recognized, Sarv, Wendy, I thought you were finished. I can add you back to the stack. Go ahead, Sarv.
My point of order was that... we are not supposed to be mentioning as to the motives of other people. I think we have to restrict our conversation to the subject at hand and not the motives. Thanks.
Donna,
hey, Patty,
please. This is for the September 29th meeting, right?
Yes.
Yes.
There was an issue of a comment made about me that I asked that the secretary examine it and that it be put in the record, and it was Director Michael Warren, attack on Director Heffley. Per Director Michael Warren, Patty, you have consumed the time as substantially as you would a huge hoagie. And that was asked for the secretary to find that and listen to it, and that should be in the record. That was asked to be in the record, that whatever should be examined, and the secretary should place that in the record. And that was done at the time. And so I would oppose that being removed.
Point of information?
Yes, Dave?
Is the member asking for a motion to amend Bob's amendment?
Yes, motion to amend to leave in the what was requested. A motion to amend to leave in what was requested to be left in the record. To be
okay,
placed
Donna?
In the record by the secretary.
All right, is there a second to Patty's amendment?
I would second that. I think it's...
Okay, Donna?
I just wanted to let everybody know that whatever minutes are not approved tonight will go to the new PMB. I will transmit them to Lynn Mangle as draft minutes, and she'll make sure, I'm sure, that it will get to the new secretary.
Okay, thanks. So if we can go ahead and either in deal with the amendments that are before us, if there's no further discussion, we're running out of time, and so I would highly advise us to do that.
Can you add, Bob?
Is there any further discussion?
Madam Chair, it's
Bob Robinson.
Okay, I heard Bob, and I heard one other voice that I didn't catch.
Sarv.
Sarv and Wendy.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, there's about 20 comments from different board members that are listed here, not just the one that Patty referred to. So I'm asking, as a matter of principle, upholding the longstanding practice of this board and most boards that have minutes that are about motions and actions taken on motions and not the secretary's best attempt, and I grant it was a sincere attempt, but it's always a recipe for trouble to have a secretary attempt to summarize someone's two-minute comment in one sentence. So I think all of those comments should be stricken, and in particular the one that Patty's referring to is not only quoted here, but is characterized by the secretary in terms of, with words like Director Warren's attack on Director Heffley, which is a subjective characterization, which is another example of why no individual comment should be listed unless they're part of a disciplinary process where the chair has directed the secretary to put a particular comment in that the chair finds to breach decorum. That's a special situation, but the chair did not direct the secretary in this case to do that. It was a member who asked it, and the chair did not say this should be recorded in the minutes. So I don't think that should
not
be
true.
Exempted from the
yeah,
general.
Yeah, Donna, Pat, I have to respond to that, Madam Chair, because...
Okay, wait, Donna, I didn't recognize you, and we do
I'm
have
sorry.
A stack. Sorry,
go right ahead. Okay.
And perhaps the chair could clarify.
Yeah, the chair did not ask for that action to be done. Sarv?
That's okay. I'll yield my time to other people. I think it has been said what I want to say.
Okay, Wendy, and by the way, we have a minute left for this agenda item, just so folks know. Wendy?
I just wanted to start to say that I don't know how you guys do these driving meetings or cell phone meetings when you're doing other things, because I completely got, I apologize for bringing up this January thing, but it really sounds kind of similar. There's too much in the minutes, and now that I hear more about, oh yeah, September 29th, okay, so September 29th, if it's about this hoagie comment, there was a board resolution to put that into the record, and there is no way we can rescind that. That isn't what Bob said. He said he,
I don't recall a board resolution.
I don't remember.
The member asked for it to be put into the minutes, and
that was not voted
object.
On by the board.
The board did not object. It was put into the minutes. I will oppose.
It was
this
not
motion.
Put forward as a formal vote of the board.
You
Donna?
Agreed. The chair agreed.
What I wanted to do, Madam Chair, was just to read exactly what is in the minutes. It says, "For the record."
I don't think that we need to get into the minutiae and into the detail. Well,
yes, we do. Well, Madam Chair, it's not that. It's just that Director Letter mischaracterized it. No, there was no comment put in there by the secretary, except for the comment that was asked to be placed into the record by Director Heffley. That's it.
Okay,
I made
yes, that's
no
all you need
kind
to say.
Of comment.
We're at time, so we're going to move to a vote on the two pending or the two amendments before us, and then the I guess that's all we have. So the first one is Heffley's amendment to Letterer's amendment that what not be stricken from the minutes was a comment made by former Director Warren. So if we can go ahead and are there objections to keeping that in the minutes?
To keeping it or to striking it?
We're dealing with Heffley's amendment first, and so she's asked to keep that in the record.
Yes, I object.
Okay, let's move to a vote. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Motion to leave the statement in the minutes for the record. How do you vote? Okay. LaVarne Williams?
I vote yes.
Okay. So you're here. Okay. William Walker?
No.
Okay. Everybody who was absent, I'll call your name afterwards, okay? Sarve Randhawa? Sarve?
No.
Dave?
Yes.
Alan?
Pass.
Donna says yes. Joe?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Wendy?
It was an attack on the members' weight. I say yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Bob?
No.
Lisa?
A pass.
Ambrose?
Epstein.
Mark?
It wasn't an attack. It was about her verbosity, and I say no.
Rob? Rob?
I'm sorry, I said yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm coming back to people who, I don't know if they're here or not. Steve Pierce? Fatty Sabah? Zarina Shakir? Okay, coming back to the passes. Alan?
Yes.
Lisa?
No.
Okay, thank you. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The amendment passes. Madam Chair.
Okay, now we'll move to the letterer amendment as now amended by Heffley, and the letterer amendment is to strike all individual comment from directors in the September 29th minute, minus the comment made by Director Warren. Are there any objections?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Point of information. This
what?
This would not include the comment that we just agreed would stay in, correct?
I just said minus Director Warren's comment.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I thought you meant Donna Warren.
Oh, M. Warren.
Michael Warren.
Therese Warren. Yeah.
Thank you.
Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, the amendment carries and the September 29th minutes are amended. Donna, can we quickly go through the other minutes, starting with October
28th? Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to move to extend the item by 10 minutes to allow us to deal with the other items.
I'll second that.
Are there any objections? So moved. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. The next one is October the 28th. Can I move to approve the minutes?
Second.
Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, so moved. Let's go to the 29th.
The 29th, I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Do I have to do that every time, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, move to approve the minutes for October the 29th, the open session.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded.
Point of information.
Yes, Bob?
Can I ask Donna, I'm sorry, I guess I wasn't able to check. Did that incorporate my additions about the bylaws amendment and so forth?
Yes, I incorporated all the corrections that you sent me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, are there any objections to approving the October 29th minutes? All right, hearing none, so moved.
Okay, the next set is November the 28th. I move to approve the minutes of November the 28th.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to approving November 28th minutes?
Sorry,
all right, hearing none, so moved.
Okay, the next set is December the 19th. I move to approve the minutes of December the 19th. Dave, are you there?
Oh, second.
Second.
Sleep at the wheel.
Hey, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to approving December 19th minutes? All right, hearing none, so moved.
Okay, and I believe the last set of open minutes are January the 10th. I move to approve the minutes of January the 10th.
Second. What year?
Oh, 06. 06.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so moved. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
That concludes the approval of a minutes in public session. We'll
Bravo.
Now move to the January PNB meeting. The first item that I would like to bring before the board that came out of the coordinating committee, so it doesn't need a second, is a motion to invite the LSB chairs to the DC PNB meeting.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Teresa, and I object.
Okay. So, shall we move to a vote? Is there any discussion?
I would like to state my reasons why.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Number one, I was rather upset when I was told that Lynn Magno had already invited the chair at KPFK. And when I was talking to the chair of KPFT, she had not been invited. And somehow, I understand that the coordinating committee wanted to anticipate saving money, but what it looks like is that the coordinating committee became an executive committee.
If
that was true, then we would not be bringing a formal motion before the board this evening in which our decision could be reversed. So I'd refute those comments.
But, Madam Chair,
Teresa,
have been told
and move
to
forward
spend
with
money.
The discussion or with
the
vote.
Then let me finish my argument. I'm just...
I apologize. I thought you were done.
I mean, I love our chair, and I want our chairs to be involved, but I feel that our chairs should be invited to a meeting if they have something specifically that they can work to in preparation for the meeting. If they have some sort of specific involvement, you know, they're giving a report, you know, they're giving some sort of presentation or something specifically should be that they should be involved in. But I think it looks embarrassingly disorganized to invite them or request that they come 7 days in advance or even 10 days in advance because people have schedules and they probably already have other plans. On that weekend, and to invite some of them and not others does not make sense. It was embarrassing to even come across this information this way for me.
Okay, well, again, the characterization, I believe, is misinformed. Lynn was to notify all of the LSB chairs, not selective chairs, so I would like to clear that for the record. Wendy?
I just wanted to, you know, Teresa probably doesn't know this, but we, you know, we're bound by notice requirements for all the committees and the National Board as well, and we had, you know, we were all waiting around for this coordinating committee, which happened this week, and at that meeting we recommended, or we voted to recommend the bringing of the LSB chairs. I actually then suggested on the email list to the PNB that we should probably inform that we couldn't make the decision because we needed the full board to approve it, but we should probably inform the board chairs that they were about to be invited. And so the very next night I had a committee meeting at KPFT, and I did inform the KPFT board chair. So maybe it's not as official as if Lynn did it, but I did suggest to Susan Young that she I asked if she had been notified or if she should. I told her that she should plan to be invited. So anyway, we couldn't decide it ourselves. We needed the full board to do it, and it's unfortunate that it's like this, and maybe it's embarrassing, but it's just the way we had to do it. We can't have meetings without having full notice, and we can't approve anything by ourselves.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yeah, and just thanks, Wendy, for taking the initiative to inform Susan. We appreciate that.
Back.
Go ahead, Dave, and then Tarp.
I withdrew my objection so that to save time on the call so that it would get to the board. But one of my issues with it relates, I have a couple issues. The first is the question of toward what end. The chairs now have been around Pacifica. They know much of what's going on. And I think during the retreat, we have basically half the board turning over. And we need to get to know each other. And while I understand the argument that it's useful to have the LSB chairs there because they're going to be implementing at the local level things that we're going to be doing, I also look at other expenses that we're going to have over the course of the year in a strained budget. LaVarne's been proposing something I think is a good idea, which is bringing business managers and treasurers together to get things working effectively on the finance side. And again, every local station board has four members going to it, to this national board, as the representatives from that station signal area. So it's unclear to me that this is money well spent, since every LSB does have representation at this meeting. That's what we're going for. I'd like to save the money for something where we give more advance notice and plan something specific that is actually going to get done at the meeting, so the participation of whoever we decide, whether it be lab chairs or treasurers and business managers or what have you, is money more effectively spent. So I don't mean to disrespect anybody in saying this, but I'm also opposed to the idea of spending this money in this way at this late date.
Madam Chair, Mark.
Okay, I'll add you to the stack. Go ahead,
Can you please put Ray, please? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I think Dave, he articulated most of my sentiments, and I also think that given the nature of our first meeting, we got to get most for our bang for our buck, and I'm not quite so sure how much of that retreat will be fruitful use of our time, and also for our chairs. So I would not support at this time to bring chairs over. Thanks.
Varn?
Yeah, thank you. I haven't really decided which way to vote on this, but you know, I just wanted to know what was the estimate on the cost of this proposal, since we're always tasked with that task whenever we put a motion forward or any expenditure of funds. So is there an estimate on the cost?
The estimate was $3,200.
Thank you.
We'd have to increase that, Madam Chair, because of late notice, too. That's to 2 weeks, 14-day notice with the airlines. So that more, of course, less notice.
Mark?
Well, I mean, I understand the cost concern. I enjoyed meeting the LSB chairs a year ago. don't think they should be held to a higher standard than the board, and the notion that there's nothing for them to do, I don't buy. I think there's plenty of discussions going on as we set the course of a new year. There are new LSB chairs, and the idea that the LSBs can be left out there hanging while the PMB decides what's best for everyone is probably the worst idea I've heard tonight. I think the LSB chairs bring a certain leadership, a certain trust from their membership. It is as equally important a position as the PNB reps, although we often treat it otherwise. And I enjoyed meeting the other chairs. If, you know, I can put a face to the emails I receive. I talk to them about what they thought was going on at the station, not necessarily just what the PNB reps thought. And it was different. And I thought it was valuable. I don't know about the business managers and treasurers. I think that's a waste of money, but I think the LSB chair should be accorded some respect throughout the network. That has not happened in the past except for these annual meetings, and I think we should continue to practice.
Okay. Ray?
My position is similar to Mark, although some of my arguments are a bit different. This is the, in a way, this is the most important meeting in terms of getting acquainted. We're having special meetings to look at how to work better together and to move forward and take a retrospective look as to where we've been and again how to improve things. It can be argued, I guess arguably this is one of the most important committee of the PNB, and I think it should not be missed. And I'm sorry to hear now that because the process requires it to wait so long that it's more than $3,200. But I would like to hear a real figure, but I would support it, yes, definitely. And it's also been done in the past. Every time, at least most of the time.
Okay, Rob?
Well, I wanted to say that I believe that most of our LSBs actually have money budgeted for their activities, so they probably have the money allocated there. But I also want to agree with Ray and with Mark. The LSB chairs are critical in the organization. In many cases, we spend more time listening to problems of the LSB that require policy direction from the national board than would be involved in just bringing them to a single meeting. So I think we need to bring them in and make them understand, feel like they have a role, as indeed they do, working in governance and with management. And I think we need to take out a position on how we can support them over the next year. So I think it's very important that they come at least to this meeting and perhaps more than one meeting so that we can work more closely and involve them in our deliberations. Thank you.
Pat, please.
This is Patty. Patty Heffley, too.
William Walker.
I heard Patty and who else?
Teresa.
Wendy and Teresa. Okay. Well, we have a lot of,
William.
So you all know, we have a lot of items that we need to get through in discussing the PNB January meeting, so I hope this doesn't take up the full 40 minutes. William?
Oh, I just wanted to say, this is the 10th time we've had this discussion in my 2 years on this board. It's my last meeting, so you won't have to, like, hear me say that anymore. But I think we should move on. I call the question.
Second.
Okay, the question's been called. Are there objections to ending debate?
Well, I assume that the question will be after the stack is finished.
No.
Oh, I'm calling it now. We've had this discussion for 2 years.
Then I
shut the webcast.
All right, William. The question's been called. We will not finish the stack if we vote to close debate. So are there objections to ending debate?
Yes.
Okay, let's move to a vote, Donna.
And this is to end debate?
Yes.
Okay. How do you vote? Rob?
Yes.
Mark? And I'll come back to you, Mark. Ambrose?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Ambrose. What did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And
Lisa?
John.
Yes. Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Bye.
Patty?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Deb?
No.
Joe?
Yes.
Donna? I'll say no. Alan?
Abstain.
David?
Yes.
Sarv?
I'll pass.
Did you say pass?
Yeah.
Okay. Fadi, I don't think you're here. William?
No.
I'm sorry, William Walker?
I said yes.
Thank you. Levarne?
No.
Okay, coming back to the passes. Mark?
Is this to bring?
This is to end debate.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ray?
Yes.
And Sarv?
Yes.
Okay, we've got yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're ending debate.
Okay, now we're voting on the motion to invite the LSB chairs to the PNB meeting in Washington, D.C. Are there objections?
Point of information, Madam.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Is the invitation for how many days is the invitation for?
Yeah. It would be Friday through Sunday.
Big holiday.
Thursday night through Sunday.
Big holiday for the chair there.
All day. I guess Thursday night through Sunday.
And the activities are for the first day.
That's what we're going to discuss next.
Okay. I was thinking if I know that part, then I can ascertain.
Well,
better.
We need to vote on this now. So can we go through the roll call? Donna?
Yes. Yes. How do you vote to invite the LSB chairs to the Washington, D.C. PNB meeting? LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
Okay. William?
Yes.
Sarv?
Pass.
David?
No.
Alan?
No.
Donna? I'll pass. Joe?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes, I said yes.
Okay, thank you. Bob?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark? Mark? Okay, I'll come back, Mark. Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Coming back to LaVarne.
I abstain.
Okay. And
Donna?
Donna? Yeah. Donna abstains. And Mark?
Yes.
Okay. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the noes are... Oh, I'm sorry, Sarv. I didn't get your vote.
Abstain.
Okay.
Donnie, and you got me as a yes, Wendy, right?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. And did I miss anybody? Okay, it passes 10-4, Madam Chair.
Okay, great.
Point of information?
Yes.
Madam Chair, does that mean that the maximum we're authorizing to spend to bring these people in is the amount that you mentioned in the minute?
No, that was not part of the motion. The motion was to extend an invitation and to, you know, execute the motion that the board just passed.
So we're giving carte blanche if that's what's necessary.
We're inviting the LSB chairs to the Washington, D.C. meeting, and the expenses that are incurred will be covered.
Well, we might want to direct the interim executive director then to invite the LSB chair from Houston.
Okay, well, as you heard Wendy, she has extended the invitation.
Yes, I heard,
I will follow up with
Madam
Wendy
Chair,
to make
I heard
sure
Wendy,
that
but
all
it was not a formal invitation.
Already done.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them, all five.
Yes.
So, okay, let's move on.
Call our chair, too, in Berkeley. Call him personally.
Yeah, the next agenda, or the next sort of item that we have to discuss regarding the January PNB meeting is looking at sort of Friday's agenda. At this point, out of the coordinating committee, we had a lengthy discussion about what would be the best use of time of everyone involved, and also just ensuring that we address some of the critical issues that folks need to know, in particular if this is the first time that they've ever served on the board. And so out of that discussion, and this is also based on the recommendations that I collected from everyone on this board during our January 10th meeting, if you recall, we spent about 10 minutes brainstorming what would be the outcomes of the Friday session and what you all recommended we cover. And so we attempted to cover all of that, although, as you know, is usually the case, we tend to be overly optimistic about what we can accomplish within a certain time frame. So given that, the recommendation that came out of the coordinating committee is as follows, and this is part of the coordinating committee minutes that David Adelson has already sent to the board, and I asked the board to look at this prior to this meeting so that we would not have to, so that we can jump into discussion and move to a vote. So the first item that we had on this agenda would be to have an overview of the Pacifica mission and, oh, I'm sorry. The first item would be to invite an attorney for 2 hours to sit with the board to discuss the FCC responsibilities and fiduciary responsibilities of board members. The next section, the next session during Friday's schedule would be an overview of the Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions, and that would be facilitated by Ambrose Lane. The second session would include the relationship between national and local units, and that would be facilitated by Ambrose Lane and David Adelson. The third session would be a discussion regarding governance versus management, and that would be facilitated by Mr. Greg Guma. The fourth session would be recent board experiences, including successes and pitfalls, and that we wanted to extend an invite to an incoming board member, Lydia Brazone, and a continuing board member, Patty Heffley, to facilitate. The fifth session would be board priorities, and that would be we wanted to extend the invitation to Ray LaForest, a continuing board member, and LaVarne Williams to facilitate that session. As you'll notice, I said facilitate and not dictate. So it is our intent that each of these sessions would be facilitated in a way in which it would include the input from both the old, the continuing board members as well as the new board members, so that it can be an enriching discussion to move us towards, I guess, more common ground and common understanding of not only the legal roles and responsibilities, but also of looking at, you know, what are the priorities of the board and what is the relationship between staff and management in those types of issues. So those are our recommendations that we're bringing before the board. If there are other members of the coordinating committee that would like to add additional information regarding our discussions or maybe things that I failed to capture, I would invite them to do so now.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I think you captured it beautifully. I just want to make an amendment to add Rob Robinson as a facilitator for the final section, given his role in getting the national programming policy together, which is very much about network priorities. So I'd like to add him to Ray and LaVarne.
I'd second that.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Donna.
I'm going to ask that those points that you just read off, that you would go ahead and email that to me if you're in front of the computer so I can put them in the minutes.
You can pull them from the coordinating. I pulled it directly from the coordinating committee notes. So if you want to, if you
I
have Dave's email,
that, but I
if
just
not,
looked.
I can forward Dave's email to you again. Right
I'll
now.
Send them yeah. to you, Donna. I'll send them now.
Okay, because I don't see them. So okay.
Yeah, December is the 12th.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. Are there other members of the committee that would like to speak at this point?
Pat, the coordinating committee?
Yeah, the coordinating committee.
Oh, no. I thought...
There aren't any other members? Okay. Then I will open up the stack.
It's Patty.
Go ahead.
I'm really concerned about this, the way this is organized. This is all very nice, us talking to each other, and it's fine to have this. I think this is good to have this FCC lawyer talk to us about certain items, but we really need board training that we need a little board training. I don't know if this attorney... can tell us about board training. We really need a board trainer for some kind of, at least a couple of hours, if not longer. This also 2 hours with the FCC attorney seems quite short, especially with only 40 minutes available during the 2 hours. But I really think we need a board trainer to tell us what our fiduciary duties are, how we're supposed to respond to things, because... as Wendy, I heard her say on the committee the other day, you know, we really need to be, not vote with our friends. We need to think about the foundation. We need to, you know, do the best interest of the foundation. And everyone needs to be put on notice what that is. And I don't see that here when we're just going to sit here and tell each other about these issues. So, and it's such a late date now, it's almost impossible to organize such a thing. But I would definitely say that this attorney business here, I would make an amendment to extend that by 1 hour. I think we need more than 2 hours. And I don't know if he's going to, you know, questions from the board on other topics. Can someone point of information me here on, like, who this attorney is and what know?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Member.
Attorney Kriegler is coming, and we discussed the same thing that Tad had just talked about. And he was suggesting that he needed to bring someone else from his office who is an expert in California law as it relates to nonprofits, and that person be the one to deal with the whole question of responsibilities, because he said there are also problems that are coming to nonprofits from the Internal Revenue Service that you thought we ought to also have information on. So, Patty, that's we reached an agreement on doing just that.
Okay, so I'd like to amend that to be 3 hours then, because
Madam
I don't
Chair.
Think 2 hours can tell us all that.
Madam Chair.
Second.
Point of information, this is Ray.
Hold on.
Okay.
Everyone quit jumping in and quit speaking out of turn and wait to be recognized. Is there a second to Patty's amendment?
I second that, but I'd like to amend it if it's possible.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to add 2 hours to the additional, to the previous hours, so make it total 4 hours for the... I think there's fiduciary responsibility. It's a very serious business, and given all the... legal ramifications of all different areas, FCC, fiduciary responsibility of the board members, of all the responsible people on the network, I think 2 extra hours would not hurt us at all. So I'd like to make it 4 hours total.
Okay, is there a second to Sarv's amendment?
I'll second that one.
Okay, do you want to withdraw your amendment, Patty? Or will this be a substitute amendment?
If Patty can change. Patty can change to 2 hours, then that's fine with me.
Well, I guess I'm all for it. I know what the body thinks about it. So maybe.
Madam Chair, point of order. If we vote for that, it moots the original, and if that fails, then the original still stands.
Oh,
so
there
it's a better
go.
Idea not to withdraw it.
All right, then we'll stay with it. Further discussion?
Yes,
okay, I heard Ray, I heard LaVarne.
And Bob.
Next.